It is 49 degrees in Nashville. Going to be a sunny day with a high in the low 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A third lawsuit challenging the state's new congressional map has been filed. This one is from the American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee. Last week, lawmakers passed a map that broke up District 9, which has for decades been the majority black district encompassing Memphis. The area is now split into three majority white, reliably red districts. The latest legal challenge was filed on behalf of several Memphis voters, as well as the Black Clergy Collaborative of Memphis and other civil rights groups. The ACLU argues that the changed map is intentionally discriminating against black voters. The new U.S. Supreme Court decision that spurred the special session to redistrict says that racial gerrymandering is illegal only when it's intentionally racist. The NAACP and the state's Democratic Party have also filed lawsuits. In an effort to prevent children from being held back, Memphis Shelby County Schools will require all its third graders to retake the English language arts section of the state standardized test on the last 2 days of the school year. Tennessee law requires students to enroll in summer camp, take intensive tutoring, or both if they don't score proficient on that section of the TCAP, or they can do a retake. But because the state will not disclose who fell short until the next last day of school in Memphis, that city's going ahead and administering a retake to every third grader. Chalkbeat reports Metro Nashville Public Schools are also considering their options. They won't know who failed until the very last full day of classes. Growing up in central Appalachia in the 1950s, Ron Flannery saw railroad workers as larger-than-life figures, especially the men who operated the Louisville and Nashville's railroads, M1s, or Big Emmas, the company's last steam locomotives.
These guys within their community were somebody. You know, you knew that these guys, you know, oh, he's an engineer for the LNM. You know, youngsters like me looked up to these guys like, wow, you know, I can't imagine doing a job like that. I'd love to do that.
LNN scrapped its M1 fleet nearly 70 years ago, and none survived. Flannery published a book in tribute to the powerful engines in 2024 titled Big Emma, which railroad workers affectionately called them. One of his co-authors and longtime LNN employee, Charlie Kastner, died last month at the age of 97. To learn more about their work, you can see pictures of Big Emma and hear the sound of its whistle at weku.org. And we will also have a longer story on the topic coming up later in Morning Edition. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.